The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
My message today may not be a popular one, but it's time to address the elephant in the room, and I'll attempt to do it in a fair and balanced way. I want to talk about Donald Trump. Now, I realize I'm walking on thin ice here because he's one of, if not the, most polarizing figures in all of American political history. Critics have an unreasonable and largely unsubstantiated hatred for Trump, which has come to be known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, or TDS. Meanwhile, many of his supporters believe he can do no wrong and are willing to overlook anything he does that they don't agree with because, after all, he saved us from the communist left. We all know the mainstream media is extremely liberal and outrageously left-leaning in all of their coverage, so it's no surprise that they're doing their best to present Trump in the most negative ways possible. Never mind the truth, this is their full-time job and primary directive. The fact that our nation is so divided now is a direct result of the brainwashing imposed on us by mainstream media and social media content creators. Few Americans ever bother to do the work to uncover the truth about any particular issue. They just accept what's fed to them by whatever news sources that already affirm their particular worldview. And this is why we have so much thoughtless hatred and extreme violence in our nation today. We're often told that Trump has the lowest ratings of any president in American history. That's simply not true. While his approval ratings are low, about 40%, Harry Truman's approval ratings fell to 22% in 1952 during the Korean War. Richard Nixon's fell to 24% during Watergate, and Joe Biden's approval ratings were also in the 20s, just before Kamala Harris was selected to run against Trump. I'll be completely transparent here and let you know that I did vote for Trump. Because of the way our political system is set up, third-party candidates never have a chance, so we're always presented with only two choices, Democrats or Republicans, which I've long since renamed communists and politicians. I trust neither party, nor should you, any more than you trust a telemarketer with a deal that's too good to be true and available only if you act right now. Government is corrupt. Those who represent us and claim to be our public servants are corrupt and compromised. In D.C., if you don't play the game, you don't last long. If you do, you become filthy rich and get a lot of perks. I was encouraged when Trump was inaugurated for his second term because he made a lot of promises during his campaign and he seemed to be keeping them and taking decisive action right from his first day. It appeared that this time he might actually be able to drain the swamp, which he failed to do his first time around. So what got him elected? His promises to end illegal immigration and secure our borders. He promised to lower inflation quickly, make major tax cuts, and there would be no tax on tips. He promised to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. and institute an America First trade policy. He also promised to end the war in Ukraine quickly and avoid new wars. He promised peace through strength. He also promised to end the insane climate change rhetoric and federal restrictions on our own American fuel production. He promised to reduce the federal bureaucracy and DEI programs in our government and military, as well as protect children from transgender indoctrination in public schools. And his Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, exposed massive fraud and waste across thousands of federal agencies. Unfortunately, while DOGE started off strong in January, it was all but dissolved by May. And those initiatives to cut off the dirty money from corrupt agencies are never spoken of anymore. I don't think I'm going out on a limb here to say that people don't support Trump because of Trump himself. They support the movement or the ideals he represents. America First. Make America great again. Stop the perverted hypersexualization of our society and the grooming of our children. Build a country our citizens can be proud of and one that's admired rather than hated by the world. A return of patriotism, optimism, and hope for the old-fashioned American dream. I still believe most Americans want those things for our nation, but the left is highly organized and extremely well-funded, while patriots and Christians just want to be left alone. Most don't get involved. Most avoid confrontation and controversy. And so the left wins the war every time. The media twists the stories to make those who hate this country out to be heroes and martyrs, while those holding traditional morals and values are labeled bigots, racists, Nazis, and fascists. This is clearly inflammatory name-calling with no root in any kind of truth, but it's been force-fed to people for so long, the average purple-haired warrior protesting, rioting, and attacking others on the street really has no real solid reason for why they're doing what they're doing. They're simply supporting the latest liberal progressive thing. Thus, the network of provocateurs that have hounded ICE agents and instigated attacks and riots. Thus, the anti-Trump rhetoric that's caused so many brainwashed people, young and old, to be infected with TDS. Thus, the intense hatred so many now have for their fellow citizens, and especially white male Christians. I'm a white male Christian, but I can guarantee you I'm not a bigot, a racist, a Nazi, or a fascist. Yet because of my skin color and my desire for our nation to repent and turn back to God, I'm supposed to be ashamed of myself. And getting back to the role of the mainstream media, you do realize, don't you, that their job is to write the narrative, direct the theater production, engineer the society, and tell us what's right and wrong. When a Muslim or a transgender commits a horrendous violent act, the news media will do everything in their power to cover up those details, telling us the motive was unclear. Cities set on fire are labeled peaceful protests, but when conservatives gather to raise awareness of their concerns, or even just to celebrate America, they're labeled as radical right-wing extremists. Happens every time. But getting back to my thoughts on Trump, I'm disappointed, as are many of his supporters, in the way things have turned out. He started out very strong, and I was encouraged. He seemed to be a man of action and a man of his word. But I fear he's become distracted again. Ukraine and Russia are still at war, a war that only ever happened in the first place to benefit the military-industrial complex. And now we're at war with Iran. Now, war with Iran has been a long time coming. The leaders of that nation are indeed desperately wicked. Iranian schoolchildren have been required to trample the American flag and spend a half hour daily chanting death to America for almost 50 years now. Entire generations of Iranian people have been taught nothing but hatred for us. Certainly the leadership there wouldn't hesitate to nuke us if they could. Here in America, we've gone through 8 presidents that promised to stop Iran's nuclear ambitions, and one of those 8 actually sent pallets of cash to Iran, totaling $1.7 billion. But only now is an American president attempting to deal with the threat. I don't like the idea of meddling with or dominating any other nations, and I certainly don't want the devastation of war anywhere in the world. I also have to wonder and can only guess at the real reason we're at war with Iran today. Maybe Trump thought it would be an easy win for him, and he'd be seen as the hero who put an end to the number one sponsor of terrorism in the world. But that war doesn't appear to be ending anytime soon. But you know, most Americans really don't care about what's happening over there. We may have a general concern about the situation, but for most, disapproval doesn't register in the polls until it affects us directly and personally, and it happens every time. The biggest single indicator of a president's popularity, or lack thereof, seems to be what people are paying at the gas pump. Certainly all Americans are struggling. We haven't overcome the rampant inflation of the Biden years. Prices are up on everything from groceries to electricity, heat, water, housing, and other necessities of life. But people's eating habits can vary. Their living situations can also vary. So the most basic common denominator is the price of gas. In the summer of 2022, the average price of gas in this country was $5.02 a gallon. People were putting stickers featuring Joe Biden's photo on gas pumps with captions that read, "I did that." Today, the average price of a gallon of gas is $4.53, and people are doing the same thing with stickers featuring photos of Trump. I've seen so many surges in gas prices over the years, and the excuses given are always different, but suffice to say, gas prices are always manipulated. Understand, there's no shortage of gas, no disruption of the supply chain. Those things may make good excuses, but don't blame the current gas prices on Trump's war with Iran. If it wasn't Iran, it would be something else. A lot of money is being made once again, and once again, the American consumer is footing the bill, and the current president is taking the blame. Trump certainly isn't the first president to fail to deliver on his campaign promises. In 1928, Herbert Hoover won in a landslide, with his promise of a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. He was counting on the booming economy of the Roaring Twenties to continue. And then the banker boys gave us the Great Depression of 1929. In 1988, George H.W. Bush promised, "Read my lips, no new taxes." Obama told us his health care plan would cost less than our monthly cell phone bill. He also told us he believed marriage should be between one man and one woman, until he pushed for and endorsed sodomite marriage in 2015. He did deliver on one of his promises. He fundamentally transformed America into a godless society of confusion, hatred, violence, and perversion. As for Trump, I feel sorry for the man. He has great ambition and lofty goals. He has a vision for restoring our nation, but our streets are still filled with potholes. Our people are more adversarial with one another than ever, and we all labor under a crushing burden of ever-increasing taxes as the federal deficit keeps growing and our nation is long since beyond bankrupt. And now as I watch him age and come to understand this current term as president will be his swan song, he seems to be desperately trying to put together a legacy in which history will honor and revere him with the utmost dignity and respect. He definitely has narcissistic tendencies. He loves to name things after himself. He loves to dedicate golden statues of himself, and he craves the admiration he receives from those that fear him. But saddest of all, while he openly admires Christian values and morals, it's obvious he surrounded himself with false teachers who only tell him what he wants to hear. And it's obvious he doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He's done some good, which I appreciate. God's placed him in this position for such a time as this. But I get the impression he's so prideful that he'd rather be the Savior of the world than bow his knee to our only true Lord and Savior. I can almost hear him repeat the words of Lucifer from Isaiah 14. "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Someone should tell him the truth. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com, and ask for message number 503.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.